Okay, we'll check back in a minute. We may have stepped away for a second. Continue on down our list. Next, we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and standby mini. Bob, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again. Yeah, not much else going on around here. I did see something interesting today, though. It was I was in the radio with the shack down here, you know, playing POTA. I had it on, had a TV going, but it was on mute. But they got some company that none of us have to worry about this, by the way, that transports yachts across the ocean. It's kind of like a ship that sinks, and then they drive these, you know, 100-foot, whatever size yachts, you know, onto it, and they get divers underneath the boats attaching them as they come in, and then the boat rises, and they'll, let's say they pick them up in Miami, and they, during the winter, they want to spend the winter in the Mediterranean, so they ship it across the ocean to the Mediterranean, then unload the yachts, and then when they want to come back, they do the same thing again, come back to Miami, or whatever port they're at. But I thought that was really interesting. And that, you know, a lot of, it makes sense because a lot of those, you wouldn't really want to take them across the ocean. Although I did see something where were we at, Cleveland? Yeah, it was Cleveland. We were at a museum in Cleveland, and this guy took that thing. It couldn't have been, I can't remember, I used to know what the measurement of the boat was, but it was a sailboat. It was only, I bet you, it was less, 14 feet long, maybe. He took it across the Atlantic from Connecticut or New Jersey or something I think it was France, maybe. And he did it. I don't remember how many months it took him, but he did it alone. And I'm looking at this thing, and he goes, ain't no way. I wouldn't even take it across Lake Michigan. But anyways, thanks for doing that, Mike. 7-3s, everybody have a great week. Back to Net Control, N8KPR.
All right, very good, Bob. 7-3 to you also. Appreciate you joining us tonight. I think I saw that episode you're talking about. I don't remember if it was Modern Marvels or one of those Science Channel programs where they load the boats up and ship across the ocean for that. But yeah, 14-foot sailboat by yourself across the Atlantic. I don't think I'd be in for that one either. It takes definitely a special kind of person to attempt something like that. Not for me, that's for sure. All right, continuing on down our list. Next, we'll go to Minnie. KD8PAZ and standby Fred. Mitty, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, just a usual checkup, and then Wednesday I got breakfast with my family and luncheon with the girls I graduated with, and Thursday nothing planned, Friday breakfast with friends of mine. So other than that, it's been a pretty busy week this week. So anyway, other than that, not much else going on. I'll be working on my puzzle tomorrow afternoon when I get back from the doctor's office. So anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Thanks for joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and hope everything goes well at the doctor's office. And sounds like your week actually has got more in it, busier than my week this week. Well, the only thing I plan on doing, I've got a bunch of stuff, probably take Devasser to the auction again maybe Wednesday or so, trying to work on getting some more stuff cleaned out of the garage and basement here, and haven't used it in years. Might as well take it to the auction and get rid of it, see what I can get out of it. So hope all goes well for you at the doctor. And 7-3, you have a great week ahead. Thanks for joining us. Continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Fred, KE8QCO, and standby Rick. Fred, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, everyone. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Mike. And I'll just say 7-3s to everyone. And have a good week. With that, I'll say back to net. This is KE8QCO.
Very good, Fred. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead. Thanks for joining us tonight. And we will talk to you here next Monday, hopefully, on our net. All right, brings us down to Rick, KC8VOA, at the bottom of our list, and then we'll do one final standby. Rick, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening again. So last week I got some onion seeds started, and they're starting to pop up. And hope with a little luck, I hopefully want to get some pepper seeds started. So peppers tend to take a little bit longer to get going. I was looking for some celery seed, if I could get some celery started. I haven't done celery yet successfully. Celery is a long crop. Actually, probably should have been started back in January. So, but I understand homegrown celery, there's nothing that tastes like it. That's what I've been told. So one of these times I'm going to give it a try. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control. Everyone have a wonderful week. 73 KC8VOA.
All right, well, very good, Rick. 73 to you also. Thanks for joining us tonight. You have a great week ahead. And, yeah, you got me thinking about doing some gardening, some planting this spring also. I haven't done, normally I'll do tomatoes. I've got a nice area in the back that tomatoes always seem to do real good in. I haven't done them the last couple of years, so maybe give it another shot this year and see what we can do with the tomatoes. All right, thanks once again, Rick, 73. That brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to join the Monday Night Net before we close it down here? If so, please call Net Control now.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.